4 years ago, I started this YouTube channel. I wanted to go out there and help people. I wanted to share my knowledge. And yeah, in the long run, I wanted to use that to generate leads, to pay the bills, to feed my family and myself. 4 years. There's an ugly truth about YouTube that not many people talk about. There's an ugly truth about YouTube that many people misunderstand. And the ugly truth about YouTube is how hard it truly is and how much of a treadmill it actually becomes. My channel has 33,000 subscribers and I'm just about to start the fifth year. I've had 4 whole years on YouTube and I've got 33,000 subscribers. I'm proud of that. 700, 800 videos. There's a lot of grinding. There's a lot of time. But there's also a lot of misconception that people have, because 33,000 subscribers isn't a large YouTube channel anymore. And people seem to jump onto YouTube hoping for millions, hoping for their riches. So today's video is going to be a little rambly, but hopefully open some eyes. Let's go for a walk. For those of you that have been watching my YouTube channel for a couple of years, you may recognize this. This is my canal. And yes, it's that time of year again where the weather is cool enough that I can go for a stroll, and hot enough that I'm not melting. It's not June, so I'm not going to sneeze because of hay fever, and it is a beautiful area, as you can see. But it always makes me reflect. It's always this time of year that I have a motivation drop, and it's that time of year that I come to the canal to remind myself, just like I did in this video last year, the slow machine that England was is a metaphor for the growth of YouTube when it comes to certain channels. Now, it can be demoralizing when you start a YouTube channel 2, 3, 4 years ago and you struggle your way to 1, 2, 10, 20, 30,000 subscribers. And then you see someone that started a YouTube channel 2 months ago and they're already at 20, 30,000 subscribers and they're roaring. The ugly truth about YouTube is it's all about mental strength. It's all about consistency. It's all about creating content that you like, because if you don't like the content that you're creating, you're going to burn out. And I'll be honest, in the last couple of months, I've struggled with creativity. Now, I continue to put out content because I have a plan. I know my long-term goal. I know I want to help people to learn to grow. I know that these tutorials will help them. I know that my experience and my way of delivering things helps people, and that helps me. But from time to time, normally this time of year, I need to get out there and shake out my brain and think and breathe and inspire myself. The ugly truth about YouTube is that it's not fast. It's painful. It's slow. It takes you away from your family. It takes you away from your friends. It's something that constantly conquers your brain if you're ever going to have a successful channel. It's something that continually gnaws away at you. Do I need to publish this video? Is that video doing well? Why did that video not do well? It's something that can dominate your world. And in return, if you're willing to sacrifice some of that family time, if you're willing to sacrifice some of that personal time, if you're willing to sacrifice some of your own mental health in some cases, then you will slowly succeed. Why is this something that's rung in my head recently? I'm currently juggling a new family. I've got a 5-year-old at home. I have a newborn at home. I have a business to continue to develop. And yes, I must admit, I am blessed that I'm earning an okay wage, that I'm able to support my family and continue to work and to continue to just make YouTube videos. And I know that people are like, oh, woe is me, another YouTuber whinging, right? But it gets to a point where you have to realize human limitations and rearrange your priorities in life. But it also means from time to time, you have to allocate yourself some personal time. So this, my walk that I have every year, right, around about this time of year, I walk a lot. There's a few other canal walking videos that I'll put up in the iCard. These are things that help me reset my brain, shake out the cobwebs, hopefully refresh my brain, give me a reason, a reminder of why I create the content that I do, and to go from there. But the ugly truth about YouTube is it's like pulling teeth, and you have to sacrifice a lot to do it. If you are willing to invest that time, if you're willing to invest those sacrifices, then over time, you get the ability to buy back your time and buy back elements of that life that you're hoping for. And I'm very, very lucky that, yeah, of course, I haven't got a 9 till 5. Yes, of course, I can go for a walk in a canal and chat to myself and watch the ducks as they float by, right? I have that advantage. But yes, the true sacrifice is finding 2 to 3 videos a week, optimizing 2 to 3 videos a week, mastering the art of thumbnails, mastering the art of titles, descriptions, tags, sharing them out in general, using tools like vidIQ and other things, blogging, social media influencing, outreach. There is so much that's under the underbelly of YouTube, the ugly truth that people aren't aware of, because you sit there and you fantasize about being successful on YouTube, but you don't understand the treadmill of YouTube. And nothing's been more... This is going to be a weird one, and it's an omission that nobody's seen right now. And if you're this far into this video, I love you and you get this kind of little bonus. I've started a hidden experiment. I started a second YouTube channel, and not the Unleashed one, right? And that second channel has exploded. It's been around for about 7 weeks. It's already got 3,000 subscribers. It's already got 5,000-6,000 hours of watch time. It's already got 400,000-ish views. And you think that I'd be excited about that? And I am. But in return, it's almost demoralizing that my main channel only has 32,000-33,000 subscribers and took 4 years to get there. Now, I know in my head it's because they're two completely different niches. One is education, and it's dry and it's boring and it's only picked up and only subscribed to when people need it, right? And the other one is much more topical right now. If you want to learn what the new channel's all about, then hit subscribe and I'll reveal how I grew that channel to 2,000-4,000 subscribers in 6 weeks. Hit the subscribe button and those videos come out soon. I know that my 8 years worth of knowledge on this platform, and I know that all of my hard work of honing the skills and the editing and the thumbnails and understanding titles and knowing the algorithm, I know that has certainly helped me launch this new channel. I know that, but in the back of my head I'm like, if I can launch this channel to 3,000 subscribers in 6 weeks, why is the other channel the right? And it's an element of demoralization when I know I'm comparing apples and giraffes, right? This is the mindfuck that is YouTube. The ugly truth that YouTube is a massive, massive energy drain, a massive mindfuck, but the risk and reward can be so huge. I said this video would be rambly and long. I just wanted to share my inner thoughts right now. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. Don't worry, I'm good, I'm fine. And I'm feeling fresher of mind for sharing. They do say a problem shared is a problem halved. Thank you very much for listening. Now, hit subscribe and you will get to see in the coming weeks how-to videos on how I started that other channel, what the other channel is about, how I've got it to 400,000 views so quickly, and how you can do the same. And maybe a few more canal walks, but it's starting to rain now. Go on.